Welcome to the August edition of the Delta County Commissioner's Report. I'm Felix Belmont. Joining me today is Mr. Eric Gould, Chief News Analyst and Commentator on the staff of KVNF. We will jointly interview our guest, who is Mr. Don Supas, County Commissioner for District 2. Don, thank you for taking the time to come in and talk to us today.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
I want to start by asking you for an update on a couple of items I discussed in June with Elise Ackerman Castleberry, the Director of Community Economic Development. The new county master plan was scheduled for approval on June 11th. What is it? Is its current status?
It has been approved. The master plan process is complete. Our next step in this process is we're going to start taking on land use codes here in Delta County and trying to update our land use and subdivision regulations.
So is that a formidable problem?
Or? I am not looking forward to it, Felix. I'll be honest with you. It's any time you start talking about people's property rights, it's a tough issue.
I'm sure it is.
Because every two neighbors has a different idea of what their property rights are. So we're going about it the right way, though. We're setting up groups to help us with some of the tougher issues, and we're doing a lot of research and making sure we're doing this right.
Has there been any progress in the plan to utilize the silt accumulating in the Paonia Dam, that is, back of the Paonia Dam, to manufacture brick in a proposed new plant which would be powered by methane gas that's plentiful in the area of the dam?
You know, that process is still ongoing. The North Fork Coal Mine Methane Group heard that proposal here a few months ago, and we are still moving forward with that, trying to find a way to make that happen. As you know, there's a lot of hurdles that need to be jumped.
Sure,
there's a lot
there
of questions that have to be answered. But
is it for real? Is it a practical thing?
It's absolutely for real. The silt's there, the coal mine methane's there. It's more of an issue of getting the silt out and transporting it down from the reservoir down to a facility. The facility is going to have to be located at a coal mine to get to coal mine methane to operate the kiln.
Yeah.
And then there's the process of building the kiln and then extracting the methane. There's probably some processes that are going to have to be done to that methane to get it to a burnable quality that then get the BTU output they really need to get it hot enough to fire those bricks.
And you've got to have some big steam shovels or something up there at the dam to dig the stuff out, I'm sure.
You know, I would imagine standard excavation equipment would take care of removal of the silt, but you still have to get that into you're going to have to get your approval from the Bureau of Rec, probably from the state of Colorado. There's a lot of issues to make it happen. It's a great idea, but
improve that road, the road there, enlarge it.
The improvement of that highway is a CDOT project every year. You know, as you know, the roadway shifts constantly, and they're always doing work up there. So it's a constant improvement up there. But a few truckloads of silt and make a lot of bricks too. So
Yeah, that road, when I first came here in 78, it was still a dirt road. And I'll never forget the moving company that moved me from New York City. It was Allied, one of the big vans. And I don't think he'd ever been out west or out of New York or something. He got here with his big 18-wheeler, and he had to negotiate that very narrow road, and that guy was literally in shock. He really was. It was really almost comical, you know. I don't think he'd ever driven anything beyond New Jersey or something like that, you know what I mean, and never off a paved road in his life, and he was really in shock. He couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that road's much better now than it was in the past.
It sure was, yeah. Well, what is the current status of a proposal to establish a North Fork Ambulance Service District to replace the current volunteer operation?
The North Fork Ambulance Association, they are collecting the signatures, and They are going through the legal processes to get that put on the ballot. That came before the Board of Commissioners here about a month ago, and we granted the request to move forward with that district. Now it's just a matter of them getting it to the vote of the people and getting the people to support it.
If you happen to just have joined us, this is the August edition of the Delta County Commissioner's Report, and I'm joined by Eric Gould of our staff here, who will be talking in a few moments, and our guest is Mr. Don Supas, the second district commissioner here in Delta County. Eric, why don't you come in with a couple of your questions.
Thank you so much, Felix, and thank you, Commissioner. I did want to follow up on a couple of Felix's questions. One was about the master plan. The process for that involved mainly the Planning Commission. That was the entity that did all the grunt work and went through all of the process and the public meetings of putting that together. And there has been some fallout since then. Some of the members of the Planning Commission have suggested to the county commissioners that the area planning commissions be disbanded. What are your thoughts about that?
As we're moving forward, we're looking at doing away with the area planning committees. Those were set up originally to help with the system, to help with the process, give a public voice. Over time, we've found that it's actually a deterrent. It actually takes up more time, takes up more staff, and it's actually one more hurdle for anybody that's, whether it be a specific development issue, development of land, subdivision, it's more of a hindrance a lot of times than a help. So we are looking at trying to fine-tune this process a little better and try to step away from the specific development issues. That way, the need for those APCs will not be as necessary. And also, as you guys will remember, you know, we shifted the membership of the Planning Commission, so it more equally represents Delta County. So that was the other part of it is, you know, four of the seven planning committees were located in the North Fork, with representing about one third of the population of Delta County. So in our process to move forward, we're trying to make it to where the Planning Commission represents all of Delta County as equally as possible.
And as it moves forward, as I recall, the Planning Commission, toward the end of the process with the master plan, removed one of the members from the North Fork, Jen Sanborn. And now you're hoping to eventually, that was all part of the process that had been pre-planned, to have three representatives from each of the areas in the county. Is that right?
Actually, Jen was not removed. Her term had expired.
You're right. I misspoke. So, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so she was not removed. Her term had expired. And so with her expiration of term, that gave us a chance to equalize out the Planning Commission to the three members in each district.
And if I'm right, the next appointment rounds for the Planning Commission will be coming up later on this year. Is that right?
They'll be coming up in January. We have had a joint meeting with the Planning Commission trying to discuss how we're going to move forward. We've also discussed possibly having associate members. So we would have one associate member from each district. This will give us a chance to broaden the Planning Commission a little bit. And also that associate member basically would be able to fill in the case that a Planning Commission was not there, a Planning Commission member. So it'll help us maintain quorum. It'll give us a little bit of broader reach and give us a little better education factor for some of these associate members to step in and then become PC members. But that being said, we've got a lot of expiration dates of these people's terms that we have to figure out a way to try to make them equal. The state statute requires that they go out in consecutive years. That way you don't have everybody getting ousted and put back in all at the same time.
Who appoints all these members? Is it appointed or elected?
The Planning Commission is appointed by the Board of Commissioners.
By the Board of Commissioners.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's an application process, right? People can apply.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Anytime there's an opening, it's always posted in the paper. All it takes is a letter to the county saying I'd like to be considered for that position, and then we consider that person. I've conducted interviews three times now for Planning Commission members in District 2. Mm-hmm. So,
okay, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the December Bureau of Land Management lease sale. That's a big issue around here, especially in Paonia and the North Fork Valley. Both the governor and the Paonia Town Council have asked the BLM to defer selling the oil and gas leases at least until the resource management plan is completed. The Delta County Commissioners support going ahead with the sale as proposed and when proposed. Why is that?
These are resources that are needed by the public. These are resources that are easily consumed, readily consumed, and a need for them. Delta County relies on these jobs and these incomes as much as anybody. And in many cases, these are actual private property rights of people that own those minerals and those gases that are in their property. So, you know, there's a lot of multiple issues here to discuss at this, but, you know, we got to look at the good of the whole county, not just a small minority of the county that's against it.
And that is something I wanted to bring up as well. When you look at the amount of comments, and the BLM has said this as well, of comments against the lease sale, it's overwhelmingly agreed in Paonia and the North Fork area that they're opposed to it. And you just said they're the small minority. When you look at the comments, it doesn't seem to be the minority. And I was wondering, do you agree with one of the planning commissioners who said it's a silent majority, in fact, of Delta County who agree with fracking and hope that the lease sale continues? Are you a proponent of that idea that the majority of Delta County citizens want the lease sale and want fracking to come?
I'm going to say yes, primarily because, you know, we live in a representative government system here in Delta County. The county commissioners are elected to represent their districts. And in our election in 2016, Commissioner Rober from District 3, he won with 74% of the vote. And, you know, granted, that was not a single issue on the ballot, but it tells you that, you know, there's a lot of support for Mr. Rober and his principles and his ideals. I faced two opponents, and I received 66% of the vote. So that tells you that a majority of the population agree with myself and Mr. Rober's principles and where we come from.
Okay, and let's move on to another topic. Pete Blair recently presented the audit for Delta County to the commissioners. And I was just wondering, in general, what was your impression about that audit presentation? Do you agree with Mr. Blair that the Delta County economy is in very good shape?
You know, I believe the county economy is in good shape. We are growing. We are not growing as fast as some other communities. But I've said many times, I'll take a slow, steady growth any day. A slow, steady growth. It's easier to control your infrastructure needs. It's easier to control your development needs. And if we can grow at this pace, Delta County is going to be much more thankful than if we have a big boom and we're trying to play catch up.
I remember when growth was almost a dirty word.
Yes.
I mean, years ago, at yes. least it seemed that way.
Yes.
Of course, things have changed now, but that's the way it was when I came here. At
it
least
seems
that's
like
the impression you got from...
That's a common perception, I think, around many areas, Paonia especially, where growth is not wanted. But I think really the key is managed growth. That's what people are seeking the most, that we can have some kind of balance between a variety of economic sectors. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And there are controlling factors to growth. No, a drought year is a prime example. You know, there are a lot of people right now that are not necessarily looking to develop because the water's not there, and you can't develop unless you have water. So we do have controlling factors out there that will prevent us from just having a tremendous boom that causes so much grief. But all in all, our sales tax is up, which means we've got a good local economy. We've got people spending money locally, which is great. You know, I've said before, if you'd have told me, you know, we were going to lose 800 to 1,200 good-paying coal mining jobs in the last 8 years, and that our sales tax would be up 5% this year, I'd have said no way. But yet here we are. You know, we're 7-8 years after really bad times faced our coal mines, and we are recovering.
And then a follow-up question about the budget and the audit proposal or presentation. A lot of talk on social media is about the reserves. Delta County has a lot of reserves, and I just wanted to check. The number that I see is $4 million. Is that correct, that Delta County
yes.
has that much
yes.
in reserve?
$4 million. It's basically 25% of our our general fund type expenditures. So, you know, that we don't include the human services in that factor, because that's such a, you know, that's such a crazy number to try to put in place. But a 25% number is a good number in my opinion to maintain. You know, we're a lot farther behind a few other counties. Garfield County has $100 million plus in their reserves, but they have a little different income base than we have. You know, the thing I like to remind people is, you know, that $4 million may seem like a lot of money, and there's probably people that have projects in mind that they would love to see us spend that money on, but all it would take is a flood event and we lose a couple of bridges in this county, and that money's gone.
Where, just as a matter of interest, when you have a reserve like that, where do you put the money?
The money we have an investment policy through the county, so that money sits in money market accounts, different type of.
You do make a little bit on that.
We do. You know, the interest return on any government money is not very good, just because all institutions have to guarantee those funds. So they are not going to offer the same kind of interest returns as a lot of other investments. But we're happy with what we've got. We've seen a little of an increase. And our treasurer, Lisa Tafoya, does a great job.
Okay. And my final question touches on something that you mentioned a little bit about Mr. Rober having 76% representation and you won District 2 with 66%. You are in District 2, but people countywide vote for you. There was a proposed bill in the last legislative session to change that, to make it so each district voted only for its own commissioner. That bill died in committee and has over the years. They've tried to do this a couple of different times, and you were opposed to that bill, correct?
I was opposed to that bill, yes.
Why do you think commissioners should be elected countywide?
Because a commissioner does represent the entire county. No matter what, even though you're elected from that district, you still represent the entire county. You are one vote of three that makes all of the budgetary decisions, the ordinance decisions, and you have to be able to think for
the entire
county. A lot
of the things you vote on in commissioners' meetings affect the whole county.
Absolutely. Pretty much everything we vote on affects the whole county. So if you start splitting that up, you are going to start having some inter-county disputes, in my opinion, just going district to district, because, you know, this commissioner's doing everything for this district, but not for the whole county.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a whole lot of, you know, philosophical discussions that take place on that. You know, and quite honestly, you know, the demographics in this county, it wouldn't necessarily matter. Commissioner Rober still won every precinct in the last election. So even the precincts here in the North Fork. So I don't think that it makes that big of a difference in the long term. I think philosophically, and what would happen between the districts in the county would be much worse.
And there is some turnover coming up, right? Mr. Atchley's term is ending here soon?
Yes. Commissioner Atchley has served 8 years as of the end of this year, and that seat is up.
Are you going to be the chairperson then?
I have no idea. That hasn't even been discussed. So,
how do they decide that?
Well, the last few years, it's been I've kind of left it in the hands of Mark and Doug, and I think they flipped a coin or rock, paper, scissors to see who didn't want it. So,
excellent. Felix?
I have a question here. Colorado State statistics mandate the county assessors report to their Board of County Commissioners on or before July 15th of each year, a record of the properties and owners on which a protest of assessed value was filed, and that disposition of the protest was made, and what disposition of the protest was made. Did Debbie Griffith make such a report to you all this year?
Absolutely. We just
tell us how that works.
It's really just a statutory function. Debbie presents us with a file that lists all of the properties that were in dispute, how that dispute was resolved, if it was, and then we also received a list of properties that are default on business personal property tax, And let's see, there were a few other items in that list. But yes, we get that. We got it last year, we get it this year. And then the Board of Equalization actually met this week to handle the only dispute that went to the Board of Equalization.
Compared to other counties, other parts of the state, how does our county do? How do the people in our county do with respect to paying taxes relatively on time?
No, that's a good question. I don't necessarily have an answer to that question. That's an interesting.
Once a year or so, the newspaper comes out with a couple of pages listing all these people that haven't paid their taxes. But if you go and look at the amounts they owe, the thing is really not large. It's not earth-shaking or I won't say it's not serious, but it's not millions of dollars or something like that.
Well, and when you figure the number of properties in this county, and it's really a very small number in all actuality.
Yeah.
So, but that's a good statistic. I'll have to see if I can't get my hands
on
it.
I'm just curious. You know.
Yeah.
Well, that's just about our time for today. We appreciate talking to you. We've been talking with Mr. Don Supas, 2nd District Commissioner.
And thanks for coming in. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
I'm Felix Belmont. And
I'm Eric Gould for KVNF News.
Thank you.
And you are listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and our monthly Delta County Commissioner's Report. That was Commissioner Don Supas speaking about the Delta County Master Plan and the makeup of the Delta County Planning Commission. During the process of writing the Master Plan, which took over a year, disagreements arose about certain sections of the master plan. There were two specific subjects, oil and gas development and concentrated animal feeding operations, that many citizens felt were not given adequate discussion time. It was decided that two working groups would be established to discuss those topics and report to the Planning Commission as time goes on. KVNF News spoke with Delta County Economic Development Coordinator Elise Ackerman Castleberry to find out about these working groups. Here she is talking about the purpose of the oil and gas working group.
For the oil and gas working group, the intent is that this group help us evaluate our existing regulations to ensure that the county is exercising the appropriate spectrum of available tools available to the county when regulating oil and gas. And if you look at the master plan, the vision of the master plan says that Delta County will have a vibrantly diverse energy development economy, that the county will be a leader in protecting clean air and water, and will provide safe and healthy community for present and future generations. And so this working group is tasked with helping us look at our existing oil and gas regulations and helping us evaluate those regulations and make sure that that they're as good as they can be, that we're using our full spectrum of available tools in order to do what we can in the regulation of oil and gas to ensure that oil and gas development is done in a safe way that protects the things that are important to our community.
And then what was the second working group?
The second working group is the Concentrated Animal Feeding Operation Working Group. And this group is helping us look at, first of all, defining what we mean in Delta County when we say CAFO, Concentrated Animal Feeding Operation, helping us come up with a clear definition, and then developing recommendations that would allow us to develop regulations to address CAFOs in a way that is consistent, fair, predictable for both residents and applicants that come in, so that we can hopefully manage those kinds of requests that come into us in the future better than some of the ones that have happened in the past.
And both of these working groups were established because during the master plan process, it was kind of determined that those are the two areas that needed to work the most. Is that right?
Well, they were two topics that it was really clear we didn't have enough time to in the master plan process that they needed more time. They needed more focus and more discussion than what the master plan could really give to them. They were two topics that people really wanted to talk about. And the master plan, we had a lot of topics we needed to talk about, and these were two of them, but it was clear that they needed more time, energy, and focus. So the idea of putting these working groups together to give them the time, energy, and focus that they deserved came out of the master plan. And so we, as soon as the master plan was adopted, really the very next thing we did was get these working groups up and running.
Okay, and these working groups are made up of appointees, and they report to the Planning Commission, is that right?
They're actually appointed by the county commissioners. So the county commissioners are who did the appointment and established the group, the intent for the groups, and the outcomes. But the Planning Commission contributed to creating the outline for what these groups would do. So it was really staff and the Planning Commission sort of forwarding this idea to the county commissioners and saying, we think this is something that needs to happen. And the county commissioners agreed and created the groups.
That was Delta County Economic Development Coordinator Elise Ackerman-Castleberry.